Welcome back to Greenbox Gaming. I'm your host, Brad, and I'm joined with my three friends, Joe, John, and Dace.
Hello.
Hi.
Ooh.
I'm already in nice. Character. I'm ready to go.
Nice.
Or I've just adopted Axel's mannerisms into my own life, which is going really well.
Okay.
By the way.
Well, we're just chomping at the bit to talk about stuff because Joe won't let us talk about anything off camera.
Well, as I mentioned to these guys, we have to make everything into content. We're not allowed to have things that are only in life.
No.
I've used the C word. Used it.
Barf.
That's not what we're about. If you can see us. Wait, can people see us yet? No, I'm rubbing temples. Rubbing temples, like, no.
Ooh. Ooh, the one-handed temple rub.
Somebody give this man a duck.
We need to produce at least 10 memes from every episode.
Right.
So that we can post every day on TikTok.
Yes, yeah, every day. Specific every meme. Minute. Every minute.
I'm checked out so hard right now.
Yeah.
What?
No.
Content doesn't make you excited, Dace? Content?
What is... No.
I appreciate that it's a joke. I'm checked out so hard right
yeah.
now.
No, but what were you talking about that you would watch? You said you'd watch something... So someone had posted on Reddit a movie recommendation list, which was really, really good. It was all based off of things we had talked about. It's like, if you've liked Hereditary, three suggestions. If you like Midsommar, two suggestions. If you like Lighthouse, two suggestions.
Very good. We decided to check out one of them. I was reading the, kind of briefly going through the synopsis of both ones. I was torn between, one's called, are you looking at the list now, Joe?
Yeah.
It's like, one's called The Endless, I think.
Yes, The Endless.
Interesting. Yep. That's the next one I want to watch. But we ended up watching The Ritual, and that's in the kind of midsummer category.
Isn't that one Spanish or something?
No.
No,
I'm thinking of a different one.
It had UK actors. I don't know where it was filmed. And about 10 minutes through, I was like, oh, I've seen the end of this.
wait, this is you and Dace were watching this?
Yeah.
Wait, so Dace, is this one of those things where Brad is really good at just knowing the end of shit? Or is this...
I didn't say anything, but I was like...
No, I think he's literally had seen the end of it.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's a little
I'd
different.
I literally seen the end. Very interesting monster concept. One of the most unique I've seen. Great acting, great cinematography, great set design. Didn't particularly like the story. So.
You know,
that's
everything
what I take.
Except for
great.
except the thing at the core. I love it all. It's like a donut. Everything on the outside, great. The middle bit, meh.
Well, it was kind of
lacking.
Me and Dace were trying to break down why it didn't hit as hard as, and I don't think we expected it to be as good as Midsommar. Samir. Well, how do you pronounce that? The title?
It's a Midsommar, isn't it?
I thought it was pronounced.
You could be fancy and say Midsommar.
Midsommar. Yeah, it's just Midsommar.
Yes, I think you mispronounced pretentious. there.
I think you mean pretentious.
Anyway.
You win this time.
It had a similar thing where, like, the main character you're following was traumatized by something, and it's like a flashback, and then they go on this journey, and you know, you kind of have this flashback or this recurring trauma that this one character has witnessed, and it plays a part in the actual unfolding of the events. But
there is there's a video game that just made me think of, and I cannot remember the name of it. I might have to look it up, but it is it is a mind fuck of a game.
I bet. I know exactly what you're talking about. I think John showed it to me.
Is it the one with the painter?
Oh, never mind.
Okay. You play this, basically, I mean, this isn't really a spoiler. God, I cannot remember the name of this. Maybe somebody knows. Like you play a painter who is definitely losing their mind, and the whole every section of the story goes with you painting, like the next part of the painting. Like you keep coming back to the room, but it's like to the room where you start at. Ooh. But it's very obvious that there is like some trauma sounds that the character good. Has gone through, and they're reliving it, and it is done so well. It is one of the best. I think I watched Gabby really likes some of the big YouTubers like Markiplier and Jacksepticeye. One of them played through it, and it was very, very good. Just like super creepy. God, I'm gonna have to find the fucking name of it now. But apparently, Dace, I don't know if you know about this. Apparently, we have two lovers of Congo with us now.
Lover's a bit of an overstatement. I'm more of a connoisseur. I can appreciate the taste.
And appreciate it.
John, watch
this. So I have to ask, what the fuck happened, John?
Did you lose a bet?
No, I watched it knowingly, willingly, consensually.
He actually watched it. Everyone in this room that has actually, or in this chat that has watched it, likes it. Dace, you haven't even given it a chance. Joe hasn't given it a chance.
You remember that time when we were house sitting for Robert?
Yeah, you didn't watch it.
We attempted to.
I know.
It's a slow movie.
Wait a second. Wait, do you mean to tell me that you guys attempted to watch this together, but it was so bad that Dace, someone who appreciates such cinematic masterpieces as Rumpelstiltskin, you're telling me Dace couldn't stomach his way through it?
I really think you're getting some wires crossed with me and Matt there. That was Matt's territory. Okay. Sharknado, Rumpelstiltskin.
Okay. All that shit. That statement.
Yeah.
Sharknado.
Look, I see Congo. I see it for what it was and what it was trying to be. And Tim Curry and a gorilla smoking a cigar in an aircraft. Like, what more do you want? Like, come on. It's trying to do something.
It's trying to do something.
Pushing boundaries.
I'll give you that. And that's what it's really about. It's pushing cinematic boundaries.
Well,
speaking of pushing boundaries.
Yeah, that was right. As clear a segue as we could ever give you, Brad. You missed it. You missed your cue.
And you fucking missed it.
I had one shot.
Oh, he's
shocked. I was going to bring up something, but we better not.
Okay. Is this something that's going to violate the terms and conditions?
No. So where did we leave off with Music from a Darkened Room, Operation Iago? We had, let's think back. And correct me, y'all chime in because it's been so long. So we got friends Alex, Alice, and Herbert, unraveling this mystery.
Did you call Axel Alex?
Did.
I believe he did. I thought he was trying to say Alice.
I meant Axel.
Corrected himself.
Okay.
Axel, Alice, and Herbert, unraveling this mystery. I believe we've been through the house. You've talked to the community. But last episode specifically, you kind of tracked down a piece of furniture via Elizabeth Tucker, one of your friendlies that was that Mr. Summers told you about. And she tracked down a old table. And it was, let's see, who owned the table?
It was that old woman.
Emily Harrison, an older woman that's lived in the community for years and years. She even had, like, recalled when she was a young kid Isabel Wheeler, you know, and some of the stories of the community of her living there and an older other woman, Italian woman, that was living there with her. Talked to her for a little bit. She shows you this old table that has like carvings that she somehow didn't notice before of like people dancing around a figure that a tall black figure that seemed to have a long horn protruding from their head.
Totally normal stuff.
Yeah. As there was like a triskelion, I think it's called, the old, like almost like this Celtic symbol of like three circlets intertwined with each other. I forgot who did this, but someone starts toying with it and they find it's kind of like a hidden lock mechanism. You open that up to find a very old book, you know, at least 100 years old. The papers are crumpling. A weird bronze knife and bronze bowl that has some, like, you know, strange, nothing that you, these strange, like, designs on it, kind of. Who read the diary?
It was Axel.
I think it was. Was it not Alice?
No, so you guys have gone to sleep, and Axel stayed up reading What's-Her-Face's diary to find out that she had met a witch.
Right. Axel starts reading it when y'all are asleep. I think you end up handcuffing yourselves to the beds to make sure you don't get up and wander around. And he finds out this is basically the diary of Elizabeth Wheeler, and the story unfolds before you. You don't know necessarily what happened to every inhabitant of this house. You have bits and pieces of that, but you know what started this whole event. This woman, Elizabeth, Isabel Wheeler, make sure I'm getting that right. Isabella Wheeler moved to this community in the early 1900s with her husband, who was a marble carver, did some stuff with tombstones. She ends up falling ill, this mysterious illness. She just can't get out of bed. Her husband's searching for anything that can help her. They seem to be somewhat wealthy. He ends up dying. She's left by herself, and in comes this strange crone, as it's described, this old woman from Italy, and they start dabbling in some stuff. She's been kicked out of her old job for practicing witchcraft. You read through this, you can see she gets wrapped up in this woman's beliefs. They start, you know, kidnapping small animals, sacrificing small animals. She is eventually, the woman eventually wants to write her, Elizabeth, to write her name in a black book. And she, in great detail, describes rituals to summon this black, what's called as basically the black man in Italian, or Nyarlathotep is another name describing that you see in the book. Which I don't think your characters would know who that is, but you as people obviously know that's a very bad Lovecraftian entity.
Alice actually plays Call of Cthulhu in her spare time. She's an avid gamer. Did I not tell you that?
Yeah.
And I think if I remember, the property was given over to Nyarlathotep at some point.
Yep.
The actual house. And we have that house.
And we've uncovered two rituals in the book, one which will banish Nyarlathotep's influence from the home, just requires a little bit of human sacrifice.
Axel reads that. It's only an hour. Sorry, it's been a minute. It's that only required an hour's worth of studying, and
but there's another ritual.
Yeah, and
3 week long.
Axel he at least rolled for sanity. I don't know if you ended up losing more than one, or you saved on that. But there was a bit of a cost to actually understanding this ritual. The other one's a bit longer, maybe. You know, could take up to a week to learn. You don't necessarily know what that does, or did you figure out what it does?
I don't think we figured that one out. We know that it takes a while. I think that especially, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dace, I think the suspicion might be, especially with Alice, that this might be the ritual to heal.
Yeah, that definitely came up.
Yeah.
Could be.
And by the way, you know the thing with Alice, you know, Dace, with the thing with Alice, that she's got this sickness?
Mm-hmm.
That was something we did in character creation. That's something you came up with in character creation completely by happenstance.
Did that all come out last time? Are the cards on the table now?
She said she was dying. So. Yeah. She didn't go into detail.
Okay.
Yeah, and she offered to be the sacrifice.
Right, right, right.
There's definitely some parallels between Alice's character and Isabel Wheeler. And this wasn't planned at all. These guys didn't know what was this story would be about. It just happened kind of naturally, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, only Jean has read the module.
As per usual.
That's what I do.
It still somehow lost a finger.
Right.
You'd think it would be way more effective, much less tea and shenanigans, but it just kind of balances out.
Runs into garage.
Axel kind of tells this to the group when they wake up, and I think right now you guys are kind of sitting in the lobby area, which is kind of bigger for, you know, a hotel this size, and you're having breakfast. Something else that's been going on is you've somehow lost contact with Mr. Summers. You've been given the cell
phone
that you thought was from him.
Somebody smashed the only phone we
had. It seems to not be from... Yeah. Somebody threw it down the toilet or smashed this phone.
It could have happened
As soon as they were handed this other phone by... Who knows?
Okay, and keep in mind, we did just hear from Delta Green. I was listening back to that last episode. We did just hear from Delta Green. We don't know what the fuck you're talking about going on in Meadowbrook. We've never heard of Mr. Summers. We don't know who the fuck this guy is.
Yes. You last contact with your quote-unquote handler. I think Herbert goes into, like, what is this message? What is this on this phone? And he's able to dig up that it's kind of like some kind of coded messages, maybe related to the Brotherhood of the Dark Pharaoh, some weird cult, who knows, some organization. You've been spotting this... motorcycle person dressed in all black, helmet on, all black, following you and around to several locations.
It's the Dark Man. It's Nathalotep. He's riding
a
motorcycle.
He's modernized. He's badass. He's wearing leather, he's right?
Cool. And he's cool.
He's
nice
cool
hog,
now.
Nathalotep.
The whole, like, you know, robe look with, you know, tentacles coming out wasn't really working for him.
That's
decided to go with the biker look this time.
Well, he got a new PR team, you know, and they're like, whoa.
We need to get you ready to show some content. Wear this jacket.
Some content. Oh my god, I could see that hurt Dace. Did you see that too?
I'm sorry.
A little piece of my soul just
for the sake of
disintegrated.
Pull back to the joke.
Content. He's all about content now.
Oh, man.
Anyway, this same person, Ashjar, sitting down over the breakfast table in the lobby area, rolls up. This is kind of a big, not really fancy hotel, but it's got a bigger lobby area. Full, like, window screen. Like, it's just like a wall of windows that you can see out into the parking lot. You can see kind of like all the apartments kind of curving around, you know, this little cove area. And you see this person pull up. He walks in. And I want to change something that happened. I'm going to...
What?
I said that he goes to a booth and sits down, but I wasn't taking to full... I wasn't thinking about exactly how a person would act. I think Axel looks at him and slides a chair open.
Yeah.
Is what he said happened. Cool.
Okay.
What this person would do is go down and sit in that chair. So that's what happens.
So they're now sitting at our table.
They're sitting at their table. He sits down. And that's where we'll pick up.
Axel, who the fuck is this?
I love that Herbert immediately turns to Axel as this person sits down and goes, "Who the fuck is this?"
Herbert Manners.
Jesus, Herbert.
He's like,
that's why we don't let you outside.
Does he have a gun? I think Herbert has a gun, right? He's like fiddling with it, like, anxiously, like, trying to cock it.
But he, like, fumbles with it and falls to the floor and slides across just the lobby.
In 10 pieces, yeah.
Oh, and it breaks, too. Excellent. Yeah.
Apologies. This is our intern.
Herbert, you're still in the right seat phase of left seat, right seat. You're just supposed to watch.
The gun goes off.
Hit the deck.
So this person comes in, sits down, and I imagine there's a moment where it's quiet, and Axel will say,
"So, is the helmet necessary, or would you like to move to some place where you're less likely to be observed, somewhere quieter, more private? We have a room."
He sits there, kind of looks at you guys there for a minute.
And we're packing.
What? Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were about to say that the motorcyclist goes,
hold that thought.
Actually, I'm all tentacles underneath here, so.
That's weird.
He sits there for an uncomfortable amount of time. Kind of lets out a sigh. Takes the helmet off. Puts it beside him. It's no other than Mr. Summers. He says...
Who is...
That you're a handler.
Right.
Herbert hasn't met him.
What handler?
Mm-mm.
No. Herbert, this is Mr. Summers. You've heard a lot about him. Summers... Or whatever the hell your name actually is. This is Herbert. The program sent him to us. We're pretty sure it was a clerical error, but he's here anyway.
Herbert, like, reaches over to shake his hand and spills the tomato sauce.
Where's tomato sauce? What is going
it's,
on?
It's called ketchup over here, John.
Sorry. Fuck. So foreign.
Okay.
Spills the table sauce.
Table sauce?
Tomato sauce.
There's just sauce on the table at this point.
We're in a weird vibe today.
We are.
Table sauce.
Table sauce. Generic table sauce.
Sounds like an AI-generated product. It's table sauce.
It's a metal rule thing. It's.
Summers just shakes his head. He's like, I know all about Herbert. And why the hell haven't you been answering my calls?
Funny thing about that. That is on, and Axel just kind of like
kind of scratches
his head. Yeah, he's kind of scratch his head. All right, that is on me. So I'm going to say something, but I don't want you to respond immediately with, like, what the fuck's wrong with you? What kind of idiot? Like, just let me finish the whole thing first. So I did destroy the burner phone you gave to us, but I would like to add that it was probably not the best for you guys not to give us a secondary way to contact you in case of emergencies, just to clarify.
So it's his fault.
But also, the reason I destroyed the phone is we received a different form of communication, a different burner, pretending to be you. I thought I was receiving a new phone from you. We're being observed, is what I'm saying. And can
roll
we...
persuasion.
Ooh, okay. We're gonna get right into it, huh? All right. Let's see here. Persuade. By the way, do I really have to roll a persuade here? I'm just telling him what happened. That's a success. 31 under 73.
You received another cell phone?
Yes, which apparently was giving us a strange numerical code that, Herbert, what was it again?
36927715 93.
The meaning of the code, Herbert. What your person said.
Oh, dark Brotherhood Pharaoh. Brotherhood of Dark Pharaoh. Like, fumbles all of his words.
Let me see the phone.
Hands it over.
You hand it over?
Yeah, hands it over.
He picks the phone, he flips it open. Flips it closed, puts it in his pocket.
What the hell, dude?
No, what the hell do you, Herbert? Do you guys have any idea how close you were?
Yes, actually.
I don't think you do. I'm here to save your life right now. I was debating whether you had been part of the Brotherhood of the Dark Pharaoh, had been taken in by them.
Oh, so you're aware of them?
Yes, that's what this whole operation has been about. What do you think it's been about?
You remember that bit at the beginning when we asked you, hey, is there anything we need to know?
That was need to know. Axel, you know how this works. These ritualistic killings, this is the group that's been doing it.
Yeah, you could have mentioned there was a group. You didn't mention shit.
Like I said, it was need to know. And these guys have been following you just like me. And they are about to kill you today.
Wait, what?
Ditto.
Either by chance or, I don't know. We've been trying to find these guys for a long time. That's the whole thing. These ritualistic killings and this house, it's been by this group. And they're in a lot... They've done a lot more shit than that. And now it's time to end this mission. To get retribution.
It looks like we found them for you.
Wait a second.
For Arthur.
So, he's gonna look at these guys. He's gonna like... Do you know... And he like looks around. He's like, do you know about... The entity that the home has been given to?
Entity?
The killings in the home. They are not... This is not a shadowy cabal sneaking into town at night and murking people in a spooky house. Summers, this is the real deal.
Kind of rolls his eyes. He's like, guys from the organization really are crazy. Listen, I don't know what you've been looking into. This is the operation, guys. You found it. We're at the end.
Dude, have you this been cell, in the house?
Herbert, show Summers your hand.
It like holds up. Yeah, holds up. That was me. That was me, and not because I'm badass. I was washing dishes like this. Okay, have you been in this house?
The house cut your finger.
The house cut my finger, man!
The house is unnatural. There is an unnatural entity whose name I thought you might be aware of, but apparently not. This is... Summers, this is not a ghost story. This is... I don't know, this Black Pharaoh group, whatever they're called. These guys are not the problem. Maybe they're a part of the problem, but the real problem is their boss. There is something truly unnatural. We have witnessed it with our eyes, all three of us. And we have a way to end it. It's just complicated.
Calm down, listen. I don't care what you do to the house. This is about Arthur. He died investigating this brotherhood, this cult. I'm not going to argue with you right now. You've all been under a lot of stress, it seems. But it ends today.
Have you ever been into the home?
I've seen enough. I haven't been in the home, but the home doesn't matter. The brotherhood, he points behind him. He's like, they're in this hotel. He points to like a car, you know, like it's like a curved code. He says, it ends today. We get retribution for Arthur's death. I don't want to hear any crap about a house killing Arthur. These guys did it. They've been doing ritualistic killing, drug, smuggling, a bunch of shit.
And how did you know they were following us?
Because you are not my only operation in the area. You are not the sole people I entrusted with getting to the bottom of this.
Yeah, funny thing about that, Mr. Summers. Gave a friend of mine at the CIA a call. You know, a program friend. There's no operations going on in this place. They've never heard of Mr. Summers in this area. I'm starting to... I have no doubt that you were a part of the program at least at one point in time, but even hearing you talk now, you're not exactly a believer. And that makes me wonder if you're program material at all anymore. Are you working under the program right now? Are you completely rogue? Because if that's the case, I don't know, you might become the mission here if you're not a little more up front with us.
Let's be clear, Axel. I told you from the beginning this wasn't a DG operation. This wasn't part of the organization. I said this was personal. And you, he points at Alex, and Axel, he points at Alice. He says, and you both went along with it. You knew this was off the books. We have a chance to end this cell once and for all. They're terrorists.
And maybe we should.
Exactly my thought.
But that's four
men
not...
in that hotel. Kill three, we take one alive.
Are you suggesting that we just killed him in broad daylight?
Do you have a plan?
That's why you guys are here.
I feel like
you're loaded, aren't you?
Hmm. And you're sure they're coming after us specifically?
They were going to kill you today.
I assume they're following us, monitoring our movements. Excellent. Sounds like we can go out in the middle of fucking nowhere where we got rid of Anton. Sounds like they'll follow us. Sounds like the perfect setup for an ambush. But,
if that's what Summers, you want to do.
Well, yes, I want to ambush them. What are you? What is your job? Like, what are you? Are you a desk jockey? Like, what's your deal?
That's also need to know.
God damn it! Listen,
can I get my phone
okay,
back?
Okay, Summers, give him that phone back.
You're not getting this phone, and you're not getting the phone.
Okay, all right, Summers, tell me this. Two questions. First one's really straightforward, the second one less so. First question. Are you going to be
gunning with us on this, or are we going to be three to four? Are we going to be three men versus four? Like, what? Are you going to actually help?
This is personal for me. Arthur was a friend. Yes, I want to help.
Excellent. Second question. And if these guys, if this little group of terrorists, of drug smugglers, of bad dudes, if there's more to this, more to Arthur's death, even if it's unnatural, and I don't give a shit if you believe it or not, if that was the case, would you want to know? Would you want to know the truth if it were the case?
I know the truth, Axel. I'm not going to sit here and let you tell me ghosts. What are you implying?
And Alice kind of like subtly looks over to Axel and mouths, sacrifice.
It was already
sword summer.
It was already on Joe's mind. Like, well, it sounded more and more like we have a sacrifice on our hands. I am concerned about gunplay, but it might be the kind of thing, you know, that we might need to do anyway. All right. What are we thinking here? He's going to turn, like, kind of away from Summers. What are we thinking here?
Well, sounds like we have two problems. We definitely need to kill these men, and then we have to cleanse the house.
Summers.
I like your idea of an ambush.
Yeah. I mean, well, if they're meaning to gun for us, if Summers here is right, if they're actually gunning for us, then they will follow us. There's no reason they won't. We could definitely set up something to our advantage.
Would it be crazy if we fed them to the house?
Set an ambush in the house.
Jeez.
And I love the idea. And Axel's gonna be—he's gonna thumb over to like pull a thumb. He's gonna pull a thumb over to Summers. Oh yeah, because then Summers can come in the house and he can get all corrupted too. I love it.
Yeah. I'm actually on board with this.
The house is pretty fucking deadly.
The problem here is I am wondering, and it's like, and Summers, again, you don't have to believe this. Let's just agree to disagree at this point, Summers, okay? Here's the thing. I'm kind of worried that if these guys know what's up with the big guy,
they're not going to go in the house.
Well, or what if they can use it to their advantage? What if they can control it somehow?
Okay, you're asking Summers this?
No, he's talking. Axel's still talking to these two.
Yeah, we're like sidebarring, and Herbert's like, guys, can we actually trust him? And he can obviously hear us. Why do we trust this guy? What? He took my phone. This guy just mugged me.
Summers, can you fight? Be real with me. Can you fight?
This isn't my first rodeo, Axel. If you want my advice, let's take him here.
No.
In the room.
And then what?
What do you mean?
And then what, Summers? And then when the cops show up, then we gun them down too. And by the way, the cleaning lady
don't worry
who's
about
rolling who's rolling the little cart. Oh, we got off her while we're at it, you know. And then, you know, and the kids down at the pool, well, guess they've got to go. What are you talking about?
Don't worry about the cops. I can control the cops. This is under control. We can take these guys here and now.
I think we would be in a more advantageous situation if we took them out in the woods, laid a trap, or we take him at the house.
Booner Ave house?
Yes.
Like, why I said, are you, it's up to well, you guys.
Why are you afraid to go to the house?
Not afraid to go to the house. I've been in the house.
Great.
You chicken. Wait, little chicken shit.
You've been in the house.
Yes. It's just a house.
When did you go
to our house? Seriously, guys.
Okay, this guy's immune to creepy houses, guys. Great. Now we've got someone who doesn't affect. Excellent news.
I think we should 100% leave him to the house.
This does, like, Axel hates it. Joe loves it.
Yep.
Yep.
Are we?
Makes sense.
All right. I say we do it at the house. It's a place we've been going. We've made a ruckus there a few times, and nothing seemed to come of it. Summers, if you can keep the cops from, you know, boiling up in here, if we gun four men down in a fucking motel, surely you can do it at an isolated house.
That's the plan? We can do it all there?
Right. Do you need a piece, or are you locked and loaded?
Got a gun.
You got body armor? Like, are you, like, good to go?
Solid, Axel.
Alright. Do you guys have bulletproof vest? Or...
Let's see.
Because, like, if we're literally talking about setting a trap, nope. Like, Axel's 100% going to be on the, like, do we have the gear we need?
Yeah, I don't have any.
I do not have a bulletproof vest.
I have a computer.
Axel is going to be like, he's like, you think you can get you think we can get some Kevlar for these two?
I'll see what I can do. What time are we meeting at the house? Assuming they follow, I still think we should take them here when we have them.
How about this? We can go to the house with you. And how do you know, like, what was their plan? Are they trying to hit us at a certain time, or are they just trying to take us sometime today? They've just stuck a pin on their calendar, like, this is the day we kill these guys.
Can't reveal everything about our resource collectives, but they seem to be after something you have.
Can we have a Hume int on Summers?
Yeah, me too. That is so suspicious.
All the side eyes.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, we need to hit our buttons to reset our stuff too, because we have okay. Yeah, let me. So,
sorry.
Human. That is.
And so what is human for, just like to see if you believe what they're saying?
Yeah, like, you know, if they're lying and stuff. So success from
you believe
and Axel.
That he, Axel and Herbert, I mean, you believe him.
No, so I rolled a law, so I'm, like, fully embodying Herbert right now. I even rolled for law.
Oh, law.
Instead of for human, okay. So just, like, fumbling.
You're not quite sure if what you're about to do is legal or not, but... actually, you believe him. I mean, this guy doesn't... he's playing this really close to the chest. He doesn't want to reveal a lot about him or... what he's doing. You just know that this is personal for him. It's off the books, what you've known from the start. He's serious about killing these guys, these terrorists, these cultists. He's told y'all that this is not the first time they've done this. Yes, that's what you know.
Alice is so suspicious. Like,
well, he did just ask if we found anything. And we're like, so here's the thing, Summers. So you say there's four men in this hotel who are part of this. What are they called again?
The organization is the Brotherhood of the Dark Pharaoh.
Brotherhood of the Dark Pharaoh. So here's the thing. So there's eight people involved in this whole situation right now. The four of us and the four of them. Seven of those eight people believe in the unnatural. I assure you. You're the odd man out here. And yes, we do have something that I'm sure they would love to get their hands on. Something dangerous. And again, Summers, I don't know why you're in this fucking program. I don't know why they let you in if you don't believe, if you haven't encountered the unnatural. To be frank, which makes me suspicious of you.
Axel, after today, we don't have to see each other. We won't see each other again. Once we deal with this, we're done. I don't care what you believe. And I'm not going to sit here and let you tell me my friend was cut at the throat by what? What are you saying happened? A house?
A house.
Gigantic bird monster, probably.
I forgot about that owl.
It's like you, Alex, says bird monster, and the sound comes out of a sound comes out of Axel. It's like do. Ixnay on the earth day. Monster pig.
Oh, found out. Let's feed him to the bird. Make a believer out of
it. No, Alex. We already dealt with the bird. The bird's not a thing anymore. Remember.
What is, let's see this, what is this item that you have that they're after?
Oh, like right here?
I'm sorry, are we doing show and tell? I thought we were all playing shit close to our chest.
What is it you want, Axel? Alice, Herbert, what is it you want? What is the outcome you want from this? We're here to solve a murder.
No,
Arthur was killed.
We are not. You are here to solve a murder. We are here because we are part of the program. We are here to deal with this incursion. That's why we are here. You can say all you want. You knew what you were getting into, blah, blah, blah. We were led to believe there was something unnatural, and lo and behold, there was. It doesn't matter if you believe, Summers. That's what we're here to do. So if you want us to scratch your back, to do you a favor of getting your vengeance, you're gonna have to play ball with us.
So what do you want from Roll Something? What are you trying to get from this?
I just wanted to be fucking open with us. I wanted to tell us the whole story, you know? Like, I want more information from us.
So like from him.
I want to feed him to a bird.
I also, like, so, you know, as a player character, as a PC, you got to be careful that you don't murder hobo your way through everyone you don't like. And Summers is making it real easy not to like him.
He's pretty abrasive.
So roll some, I mean, you want him to be, tell you more about, you already rolled a human and you seem to think with a success that he's being truthful about, in the sense that he hasn't said anything false to you. Like he.
But why is he being so cagey about his contacts and how he knows what's going on with the group? Like, that's what sketches me out. Yeah. Makes me think he's part of them.
And that's what I'm worried about too. He's like, yeah, there are these guys. They're gonna kill you.
So you think he's trying to like?
He's trying to pull. I'm worried that he's gonna pull us into an ambush. But also the human says he's not going to, right? So I'm going to roll a persuade roll and to see, I just want Summers to be straight up. Like, I want him to be like, Summers, you need, like, you're right. We don't have to see each other ever again, which is all the more reason why you should just be fucking open and just tell us what the hell's going on.
Okay. Roll a, roll it at a negative.
God point. Damn it. Well, it's a failure.
No use.
It's a failure.
Guys, what do you want from me?
Bird food.
Do you want these guys to continue to run on? Do you want these guys still to be on the street? Do you think these guys are doing good things for the community here?
No.
But
let's get them now. We have them right now.
But dude, we haven't even, we've seen no evidence of people following us.
this is all I have for you. Either we do this thing and that's the last time you see me, we get the job done, or I leave now and this is the last time you see me. And you're dead. You can roll your odds without me and see if you can take care of these guys. They're going to die with or without your help. I can tell you that right now.
I thought you said you would come with us to the ambush point.
Yes, that is what I'm trying to get you to do. Yeah, he's like, that's what I'm trying to get to happen right now. You,
respectfully, sir, Billy, I think Axel has some cigarettes. Could you go and take those cigarettes and go outside and just wait for us a moment while we decide?
No, I can't, Herbert. Where are we doing this, here or somewhere else? Where are we meeting?
Can you get body armor for these guys? Is that something you can do in the next hour? Could you get them some Kevlar if we're gonna fucking fight to the death? If we're gonna have a gunfight?
Can do that.
All right, you go do that. Come back. We'll arrange our ambush. Just the fact that you just want to do this in the middle of the broad daylight in a fucking motel is insane to me. Just straight up. But
well, it wouldn't be insane if you knew how long these guys have been slipping through.
Oh, great. Desperation makes the best tactical thinking. Great point, Summers. Go get the Kevlar. We will be here. We're gonna do what you want us to do. Okay?
You want me to meet you back here?
Meet us at the house. Fellas?
An hour. What time is it now?
It's the morning.
I take it if we wait longer, we're in more danger, so probably it's short.
Why don't we do a good old-fashioned noon? A high noon showdown.
Love it.
How about that?
Hell yeah.
What? At noon.
Come strapped.
I'll be ready.
I think we have two shotguns. Mm-hmm. Oh, but we do have access, but we were also told we could pick up some police shotguns. So I'm wondering if we should go get a third shotgun, a third weapon for Herbert.
Didn't Herbert, something happen with the pistol at the house? Did he like drop the pistol or?
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't have anything on my sheet. My sheet is quite blank. I think we still have them.
I have a pistol and a Mossberg and a bag of fingers.
Well, fingers got reattached.
Fingers are reconnected, yeah.
You can
take that off. Okay, so I take it he walks out, Summers walks out to go and get us some Kevlar.
Could we retcon that and also ask him to get a shotgun for Herbert or something? Do we want Herbert to have a gun?
the more gun Herbert has, the better. Just period.
Herbert puts like a calendar invite in his phone. Noon, Summer's house, and invites the rest of you.
Great.
I'm glad we have a paper trail of the various murders that are about to happen. So y'all just want to, sure, why not? You want him to bring the goods.
Grab two Kevlars and an AK. You got an AK?
How about a bazooka?
Like,
I think he's being facetious.
It's not ridiculous if you've been planning to kill people for a long time that you've got a rifle or two, okay?
I'll see what I can do.
All right.
He walks out.
Get the hell out of here. Son of a bitch.
This back and forth has been fantastic. Okay. Real talk, guys. While he's gone, I don't know how you did that. I thought the cigarette thing would work, but you're obviously very good at this, Axel. I don't know. I don't want to go back to the house. I want to be real to you. I don't want to go back to that house. And I don't know if there are people... I don't know if there are people actually trying to kill us. Can I try and see if there's a camera system to just confirm one thing, whether or not this guy is actually...
Ooh.
Problematic.
Gonna do some hacking.
Our hacker right here, he's got access to the local network. He's unstoppable.
He wants to just look at the cameras at the motel.
See if there are four people in a room. Maybe get some information. Maybe we just do this. Fuck Summers. But that's Gian, not...
No, this is perfect.
Maxi. Can I do some of that?
Yeah. Y'all want to go all back right, to your so room and do it?
No,
or are you he's going to have lobby? To...
We're going to have to go to the lobby. Okay, so Axel, you're going to have to distract the lady with some social engineering... And I will go and use her computer. Or Alex.
Oh, you're going to use the employee's computer at the motel?
Yeah, to try and get into the network, I figure.
Wait, you're telling me you can't just hack in with your computer? Have all the movies lied? Have all the documentaries lied to me?
There's no Wi-Fi. It's a bit far.
Oh. Okay.
There's no Wi-Fi at the motel?
No Wi-Fi at the restaurant. Trying to make it a little higher.
Why is there pushing
a button? Do you want me to just push the button? I can just push the button.
There's definitely Wi-Fi here. I'm going to say that. But you can still...
Okay.
If you want to distract a lady at the counter and then look at her computer, you can do that as well.
Yeah, I'm going to need... So this is my actual knowledge. We're going to need a hardwire... connection. Wi-Fi is not going to cut it. They usually lock that shit down. So I need a computer, and that's why I was thinking lady in the lobby, and then I can get into the network through the wired connection.
Okay.
So as you're saying that, Alex coughs up blood onto the carpet.
Axel immediately jumps up. Oh my god! Oh my god! We need some help. We need an employee to help us.
There you go.
Well, Alex can just pop up blood.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! You see, everybody jump up. There's like one guy eating.
Wait,
like,
have there been
little...
people all around us this whole time?
You know, there's people spread out. I mean, it's not a huge crowd, but there's a guy eating. Like cereal in the corner, he's like, "Oh my god!" And then like some waitresses that were sitting out food like jump up, they rush over to her. The girl at the counter like stamps up. It's like, "Oh my god, honey, are you okay?"
Yes, please come.
Too much table sauce.
Please come over here and help. Oh,
table sauce. Okay, another lawsuit. She gets up and starts running over.
All right, Herbert's gonna sneak off to the computer. And try and see if he can access the CCTV systems.
Okay. Wow.
Oh, that's a failure.
Fuck. Herbert.
Are we pushing here?
Are we pushing?
Do we have push mechanics?
We can. The computer wasn't even on. She was just sitting there playing on her phone.
Nice.
You have to actually hack the actual password to the computer to open it.
Okay, remind me of our mechanic.
If you fuck this up, it goes poorly.
So what is this? Remind me of this mechanic again.
He rolls a 1d4, burns that willpower, and then re-rolls, and if he fails the second time... That's a lot of willpower. If he fails the second time, we kind of treat it like a critical fail.
Yeah.
You're burning willpower to roll again, and then if this fails, then it's like a critical fail.
Yep.
Okay.
Success!
Success!
Whew. Starts sweating, you know, intense hacker
There's a
music.
Montage. This fucking camera that floats around him.
Spins around you, yeah. It zooms up on your
fingers. He's typing like
gloves.
This
because
he lost his fingers.
Yeah. Because his one finger's really sore.
You find the video files of the last 24 hours, and you're able to download it to your personal laptop and go back and look at it at any time.
Okay. I'll go back, give them a nod, and, like, motion them to get back to the room. Or, I don't know, just sit down.
I need to lay down. Let's go to the other room.
Okay, yeah, we're just gonna... Oh, yeah, let's just take her back to the room. Nothing to see here, folks.
Yes, everything's comp. You can stay for... Just no lawsuits.
Oh, excellent. Oh, great news.
Just do not sue us.
Oh, you're great. You're great. You're great. We're gone. We're back to the room.
Axel is gonna... When we get back to the room... Axel, because we have a conjoining room. We have two rooms. Remember that Alice was in the other second room. We're going to get in one room, and Axel is going to do, like, an alertness. He wants to make sure no one's trying to sneak up on us. Okay. If that's okay, Brad. Okay, well, that's a failure anyway. So, he's there at the door, but he's
There's a lot of people coming.
He left his earbuds in.
There's a lot of people coming in and out. This a lot of people checking out, a lot of people checking in. It's kind of hard to make heads or tails about the crowd running around this little cove, these various rooms.
Okay. Let's get in, and then let's use the adjoining room. So we make a, you know, second-hand entrance. And then we check out the video files. And I think what we're looking for is maybe a room number and whether or not these people actually exist. Other way around.
Yeah.
Okay. Put it around this computer. Kind of scarfing through the last 24 hours of video.
Axel is by the door letting Herbert fight with this. He wants to be in a position where someone shows up that he's going to be in a position to respond.
Okay. You're sitting at the door, you know, like I said, it's kind of a big crowd, the biggest crowd you've seen here the entire time y'all stayed here, because people are checking out and checking in around this time. It's late morning. Herbert, you're looking through these videos, and you have been noticing a couple of people at the dead of night, you know, maybe standing by y'all's door, smoking a cigarette, walking away, coming back to your room, standing there for a little bit longer. And you've noticed two people doing that, two different people, and they all go back to the same room. The same room, you know, you get the door number, and they're, like, kind of driving a kind of souped-up SUV. It was what's parked in front of the room, at least.
Okay, these guys are real. These guys are real. We've got the room number.
How many? How many?
Four. Two groups of two.
All right.
Summers wasn't lying, or at least there are definitely people following us.
We definitely requested tracking gear, like, to remotely track a vehicle one time. We were originally going to use it for Yarrow, and we never received it. Or did we receive it?
Tracking gear from Yarrow.
We'd requested the capacity to track.
Oh, for him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. That's your call. If that might be too far gone now to fuck with.
Can't remember the details of that.
Okay, that's fine. Well,
so yeah, that's kind of where you are. You look at the video, you definitely see some suspicious activity outside your door dead night. Like I said, y'all two were, Alice and Herbert were chained asleep. Who knows how much time Axel spent reading over the same lines, maybe getting confused, maybe getting lost in the text of this kind of spell book he was reading. So he probably wasn't feeling his best last night. More as alert as he normally is.
While they're doing this, Alice is going to look over the spell again. And are there any like components we need for the first one?
Well, banishes. Axel read the spell the first time, so Alice hasn't actually read the spell. Yeah. He's been described by, so if Alice wants to read the spell, she can.
Okay.
Is
okay.
That,
she will.
Okay.
Well, we have time.
We probably need to cut it. Go ahead and cut this.
Oh,
one
sorry,
now.
Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, do we have time in-game, more importantly? It's like 2 hours away. Can always be late, noon, isn't it?
Who knows what will happen? I mean, we'll say this is like you're supposed to meet 3 hours from now. We'll say that.
Okay.
But yes, when we come back next time, Alice will dive into the spell. Will she? Maybe she will find something new. Maybe not. We don't know.
Wait, if we kill all four of these people, that's the human sacrifice. Done.
That's a lot of sacrifices.
That's a lot of sacrifices.
Like 4 times as much as
3 more than we need.
And then we can kill Summers too.
That'll be a good spell.
You could summon 4 Cthulhu monsters. I mean, come on.
You get a Cthulhu.
And you get a Cthulhu.
All right. Guys. A bit awkward at first. We don't know what's going on. But hopefully moving in the right direction. I'm not entirely sure. We'll see. But yeah, guys, thanks for the episode. And I think we're going to come back after this.
Yeah. Everyone, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. We're going to take a quick break. For those of you watching live, stay tuned. We're going to be back here in just a minute. Everyone else, thank you so much. Check us out on the socials and whatnot. Consider the Patreon if you like getting this. And we will catch you next time. It's Brad, excellent job.
Yeah, yeah. Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah. We will catch you next time. And remember, everyone, stay safe, stay sane. Bye.
Later. Bye.